where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. This is Blackburn Radio News, Sarnia.
Wildfires in the northwestern part of Ontario are impacting air quality north of Grand Bend today. A special air quality statement is posted for Grey, Bruce, and Wellington, and modeling shows some smoke over Huron and Perth. Environment Canada says high levels of air pollution due to the smoke could redevelop this afternoon in those areas. Sarnia police are searching for the driver of a vehicle that left a trail of damage in an early morning crash Saturday. Police were called to a collision in the 800 block of Divine Street around 4:45 a.m. A vehicle had slammed into a hydro pole, causing it to snap in half. Police said a witness claimed the car mounted the curb, hit the pole, then nearly struck a fire hydrant before driving across a front lawn through some bushes and hit a fence. With the help of a witness description and the fact the vehicle was leaking fluids, officers were able to track down the red 2012 Chrysler 200. However, the occupants were not in the car. City police handled a total of 217 calls for service over the weekend. A 37-year-old Sarnia man has been charged with possession of a weapon for a dangerous purpose and possession of a controlled substance after officers responded to a complaint about an individual with a possible handgun at a motel on London Line Sunday. Police located a suspect and a pellet gun was seized. No new cases of COVID-19 were reported in Sarnia Lambton today. In its daily update, Lambton Public Health reported the number of cases confirmed since the start of the pandemic is unchanged, and there were two active cases. Lambton County's bear now has a name. The Lambton Heritage Museum announced the winning name of its Name the Bear contest Friday. Curator Dana Thorne.
Benjamin Moenzo. So our bear ended up having a first name and a last name, which I thought was pretty cool. And it's inspired by local berries, so berries being a key source of food for bears.
Thorne says the first part of the name comes from Benjamin Gott, a man who settled in Arcona in the 1870s, who was active with the Ontario Fruit and Vegetable Growers Association. Moenzo is an Indigenous word that translates roughly to he or she who picks berries. Two students from Northern High School in Sarnia have received 2021 scholarships from the St. Clair Region Conservation Authority. Stephanie Shavs reports.
The scholarship program rewards graduating high school students who are pursuing post-secondary studies in a conservation-related field that have demonstrated high academic standings and have been involved in environmental initiatives. Nicole Guthrie was awarded the 2021 A.W. Campbell Memorial Scholarship. She's heading to Trent University this fall to study environmental science studies. Lucy Slackman was awarded the Mary Jo Arnold Conservation Scholarship. She will also be attending Trent University in September to pursue an honors science degree in conservation biology. I'm Stephanie Shabs.
And the St. Clair Region Conservation Foundation recognized one of its longstanding corporate sponsors this morning. The foundation gave its president's award to Enbridge Gas. Foundation President Duncan Skinner says the company has donated over $100,000 to the foundation in support of conservation programs over the last 10 years. In sports, the Toronto Blue Jays visit the Boston Red Sox to open a four-game series at 7 on CHOK. The Tigers take on the Twins at 8. Bluewater weather, sunny today, high of 31, Humidex hitting 35, a few clouds tonight, a low of 18.
Find us on the World Wide Web at blackburnnews.com/Sarnia.